Thank you and good morning. Sheriff's deputies arrested two Garberville residents in connection with an investigation into drug sales activity yesterday afternoon. Deputies served a probation warrant at the residence of 44-year-old Kelly Winters on Locust Street and confiscated meth, heroin, and drug sales paraphernalia. She was arrested and booked into county jail. Also in the residence was a man wanted on felony drug warrants, 28-year-old Alex Stinnett, and he was arrested and booked as well. Police and fire personnel in Arcata responded to a report of a car fire in the 1300 block of F Street on Tuesday evening and found that two people who had been operating a mobile butane hash lab had sustained serious burn injuries. Firefighters found the vehicle completely engulfed in flames, and medics treated 22-year-old Arcata resident Emily Tice and 27-year-old Akron, Ohio man Roland Smith for burn injuries before they were taken to Mad River Hospital. Both had suffered significant burn injuries and were transported to San Francisco for further treatment. Police suspect one of them lit a cigarette inside the car before butane fumes had cleared, leading to the explosion and fire. County Social Services announced yesterday that the Housing First campaign in Eureka has seen 73 people find housing in the past 60 days as part of a collaboration between Eureka and the county. Senior Program Director Sally Hewitt said the news is encouraging and that many agencies had worked together to make the program happen. Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks said that the cooperation of various agencies, volunteers, and landlords have made the program a success. Local and state officials will gather at 11 o'clock this morning to officially open the Willits Bypass to traffic. The project took more than 3 years and more than $300 million to complete and was done to ease traffic flow through downtown Willits. As part of the opening ceremony, a 1.1-mile stretch of the freeway will be dedicated in honor of former Navy SEAL and Willits native Jesse Pittman, who died while on duty in Afghanistan in 2011. In other road-related news, motorists in and around Hoopup should be prepared for a temporary road closure on Ishipishi Road over the next 2 days. Workers will replace a failing culvert at mile post marker 5.20, and the roadway will be closed from 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. today and tomorrow. The work is expected to be completed by tomorrow afternoon. The Betty Chin Daycare Center is looking for donations of twin-sized sheets and pillowcases, bedding needed for 20 new bunk beds recently put together to serve those who are temporarily housed at the center. Rotary Club of Eureka members spent time over the past weekend putting the bunk beds together, and Rotary President Matt Owen said in a press release that most of the folks are women with children living in their cars. Now they will have a warm, safe, and dry place to sleep. Parking in Old Town Eureka will be constricted for the next 2 days as Public Works continues sewer work in Snug Alley between 1st and 2nd Streets and from G through I. Controlled traffic, road closures, and parking restrictions will be in place during business hours, and motorists and pedestrians are urged to use caution when transiting the work areas. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Voters in Humboldt County have a lot to decide on Tuesday, with more than two dozen state and county measures to consider, along with local city council, school district, and water district races. We take a closer look today at those races and begin in Arcata, where five candidates are vying for three council seats, and incumbents Susan Arnelis, Paul Patino, and Michael Winkler face challengers Valerie Rose Campbell and Daniel Murphy. In Blue Lake, Adeline Jones runs unopposed, as does Eureka City Council candidate Heidi Messner, who will represent Ward 2. The race for the Ward 3 seat in Eureka comes down to John Fullerton and Austin Allison. The Ferndale Mayor's race features Don Hindley against Steve Nunes, while Daniel Brown, the incumbent, faces a Ferndale City Council challenge from Patrick O'Rourke. In Fortuna, Dean Glazer faces Tammy Trent for a city council seat, and in Rio Dell, three challengers are in the hunt for a city council seat, Ryan Richter, Susan Strahan, and incumbent Frank Wilson. The Trinidad City Council race features a contest between incumbent John West and challenger Steve Ladwig. In Del Norte County, there are two key supervisor races, one between Roger Gitland and Catherine Murray in District 1, and David Finnegan faces off against Bob Berkowitz in District 2. Crescent City also features six candidates vying for three city council seats, as well as one measure to consider, Measure Q. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.